America weekend.
The winner of Miss Teen USA 2015 is Louisiana.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is having quite a month. Recently, she was crowned Miss Teen USA 2015. It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Catherine Heich. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
This is very exciting to have you on. First of all, congratulations on winning the title. Now, I know it hasn't been that long since you won, but what's been the biggest surprise to this point?
Right. Well, I flew out of to New York the day after I won, and I kind of got settled in the title holder apartment and kind of got to meet everyone on the MUO team. And then I've been on media tour week, and then I actually went to the Yankees game last night with Miss USA and Miss Universe.
Wow.
So that was really fun. And, yeah, I'm just getting used to the city and excited for this amazing year ahead of me.
Getting used to the city, I think, is difficult enough, but what can you say was the most difficult part of the competition as a whole?
I mean, everything really went easy for me. I love every phase of the competition. I guess the on-stage question could be kind of tough for,
of course,
you know, a lot of girls, because you never know what may come your way.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really calm, surprisingly. I said a quick prayer right before I went on stage, and I was calm. You know, I answered my question, and all they want to know is your opinion, so I did it, and apparently it went well.
They don't give you the questions in advance,
no.
Right? It's all a big
surprise
what you get.
Okay.
What I was impressed with most of all was your talent, and I really got a kick out of this. And I was watching the video, and it's such a catchy little tune. It is stuck in my head since then. You have a unique talent to be able to name every single United States president in its proper order in a very neat little song. Now, first of all, how did that come about?
Well, actually, my 7th grade history teacher, Coach Martin, used to bring his guitar to class every day because it's so much easier to remember information through a song. Mm-hmm. So we used to learn songs with all kinds of different information in it. And the President song is one that's still in my head since 7th grade. So it's pretty catchy and hard to forget for sure.
All right. Now, I'm glad you didn't forget it because you know what's coming next. All right. For people that didn't see the competition, 65 cities all across the country right now are waiting to hear Catherine Heich.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
Here is
the United States President song. Go ahead.
Okay, ready? Uh-huh. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Pocan, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Franklin, Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama.
That's
very
amazing.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
See that?
Thank you. Singer, but hey, it worked.
That is amazing. That is just so cool.
That is very cool.
I really like that because it comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's not expected, and that's not easy to do.
No.
Let me tell you this. I wouldn't know Chester A. Arthur or James Garfield or any of these guys if they fell on me.
That's true.
Yeah, it's still stuck in my head. It's
all
really
right.
Hard to forget.
See, and it was funny because in preparation for this interview, Christina told me that she also had a little song that she had stuck in her head since seventh grade.
My 7th grade teacher taught us a song, how to remember all preposition words.
Yeah.
I'm 33 years old. I learned this in 7th grade. I can still sing it.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Crazy how, you know,
it just
songs
stays
make
with you.
You remember all kinds of different things.
I know.
Okay, so since
you want me to sing
well,
it now?
Why not?
Now, yeah.
Go ahead. See? Come on, Catherine.
Right,
let's get her to sing. Go.
About, above, after, against, along, among, around, out, before, behind, below, beside, between, beyond, by, down, during, for, from, in, unto, like, near, of, off, on, over, to, toward, under, until, with, within, without.
Wow. See that?
Preposition
that
words.
That's awesome.
7th grade. It's crazy that you learned in the 7th grade, too.
Yeah.
We are redefining the music industry here today. Wow. Well, you were asked which historic woman you'd like to see on the new $10 bill. Tell us what your answer was.
Right. Well, I said Rosa Parks because I love the way that how she stood up for what she believed in, and I really respect her bravery. And I said that if I think our generation today would do the same, you know, we would be a lot better and just follow in her footsteps, that we would just be a great generation, you know?
Mm-hmm,
standing up for what we believe in and not afraid to voice what's right.
Sure. Your family must be very excited and very proud of you at this point.
Yes, they are. And I'm from a really small town, so all of my family and friends are all super excited. They actually had a watching party at
really?
A local restaurant. They had it on a big blow-up screen.
Wow.
There were over 100 people there. So my little small town's back home, so excited and super supportive.
Very nice.
That's awesome. So you play softball, basketball, and you know how to play the piano?
Yes, and I'm a dancer. Can't forget that.
Oh,
one
you're a dancer,
sure.
too?
Wow.
What kind of dance do you do?
I mean, I do a little bit of everything. I am on my high school dance team.
Okay.
So I'm underneath the Friday Night Lights. Pretty much anything.
Here's a question that we asked Paulina and we asked Olivia, and now we ask you. When they put the crown on for the first time, how heavy was it? Was it heavier than you thought it was going to be?
Surprisingly, it was not heavy at all. Mine's
really?
Not that heavy. So it's easy to wear. I love wearing it. And I'm actually the first Miss Teen USA to have the new design.
Mm. Okay,
so,
that's special.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really exciting to be the first.
Do you ever want to take it off? I see it now. If I was crowned for anything, I would want to keep that crown on as long as possible and wear it everywhere that I would
definitely.
Go.
Definitely.
Yeah, I had a hard time taking it off the night I won. I was like, I just want to sleep in it. But then I was like, that may not be a good idea. So I had to take it off at some point.
You know, Miss Universe, Paulina Vega, admitted to us on this show that she actually wore the crown in the shower. So I don't know if she had any repercussions, but we're not suggesting you do that. I don't think they would like that. But
probably not.
But
maybe
here's
not.
An idea. You know, go to school one day with it on, show up in gym class with it on one day, and just see what the teacher says.
And, you know, I would act like nothing's wrong.
Exactly.
Just walk in there like, I have my jewelry on today.
Yeah, I can just go in the softball field with it on.
You know?
No big deal.
Hey,
not
you could
deal.
Feel ground balls with it with a
Why
crown
not?
On. Of course.
Why not?
I think it adds a little pizzazz. So tell us about some of the causes that you feel very strongly about and some of the things you want to bring attention to over the next year.
Right. Well, I have a passion of working with special needs children. And even before I was a title holder, I had that passion. So throughout this year, I really want to work with the Best Buddies. It's an organization the Miss Universe organization has worked with for so many years now. And it's just one of those causes that's really close to my heart that I really want to, you know, work with throughout this year. And then also just being a really positive role model to so many girls out there, just teaching them to be who they are and not be afraid to show the world who you are and be comfortable and confident in their own skin.
Tell us your favorite TV show.
Oh, that's a tough one. I love fashion, so Project Runway is one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love to dance, so You Think You Can Dance is close to my heart, too.
Very nice. All right.
See, I was hoping you were going to, like, you know, be a nerd like me and say Walking Dead and, you know, Lost or things like that. I'm not holding it against you, though. Just saying.
I watch a little bit of everything. So.
But what kind of music do you like?
Yes.
What's your favorite band?
Pretty much everything but country music, which is kind of strange because I'm from Louisiana. But pretty much anything and everything. I love the top hits, different kinds of music, you know.
All right.
Pretty much everything.
So once your reign is over and the year is over with, where do you see your future? When we have you on the show 5 years from now and 10 years from now, what are we going to be asking you about what's going on in your life right then?
Well, I hope to be in college then. I will be hopefully being in medical school because I really want to work in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully there. And then you never know what opportunities this year will bring, maybe some modeling things. So probably in college or medical school and doing some modeling.
You know, I love that you brought up the modeling thing because I'm looking at your headshot right now.
Yes.
You're gorgeous. This is a beautiful, beautiful photo of you. But what I find very interesting about this is that you got your headshot and then the next photo is you like fielding a ball on the softball field.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. It's like she's, you know, she's beautiful and she has the...
She's real.
She has the ability to play sports. It's
exactly.
like a real thing, you know? So that's really cool.
I love doing anything and everything I can. I love being well-rounded, you know, and being involved in my school and community.
Is there a school that you're maybe wanting to go to as far as college is concerned?
Well, I do have a couple of years to think about it because I am a sophomore in high school. But I've been thinking about maybe LSU, you know, go Tigers.
Sure.
I knew you were going to say that. You wouldn't be allowed in Baton Rouge ever again if you didn't say that. So.
Yeah, I have to stand up for my Tigers.
There you go. You have a huge year ahead of you.
Yes.
You're a delight to have on the air, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck over the next year. Once again, she is Miss Teen USA 2015, Catherine Hike. Best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
Oh, good.
Nice talking to you guys.
You too. Have a great day.
All right.
She seems quite delightful.
I like it when these people in these, you know, in situations like this are so excited about what they've just achieved. It's not like, oh, yeah, you know, I just got the crown from Miss Teen.
Yeah.
She's actually proud and happy. And coming from a small town.
A very small town.
I could just envision all of them in this restaurant that they said they were at.
Franklinton, Louisiana.
I mean.
It's like probably the one Applebee's in town. You know,
I know,
a big night is like 15 people in the place. They have 100.
Right, right.
You know, oh, take the football game down. Let's put the pageant up there. And they're watching. That's really nice.
That is awesome.
And, you know, she's still at that age. She's 15 years old. She's right in the middle of high school and everything. So all the hullabaloo is going to kind of die down a little bit. And she's got to go back to being a student. She's a 4.0 grade point average. So she seems like she's got her head screwed on right.
She has
a
very fulfilling life ahead of her for sure.
And now they're all in New York together. She's there now.
Yep.
Paulina Vega, Olivia Jordan. We've all had them on the show. We have to ask, do they live in the same apartment?
Can you imagine walking into a restaurant in New York and just seeing the three of them just kind of, you know, just having some dinner?
Anyway, more to come. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
An 8-time All-Star and 3-time Cy Young winner, this colorful right-hander recorded the second-best winning percentage in history and struck out over 3,000 hitters in 18 seasons.
Pedro Martinez with 17 strikeouts. You talk about domination.
So where is Pedro Martinez now? Pedro returned to the Red Sox in 2013 as a special assistant to the general manager. He also gets back on the mound as a special instructor during spring training. Pedro hit a lot of batters during his career, and he recently admitted that 90% of the time it was on purpose. Plus, who could forget this confrontation?
Don Zimmer, a 72-year-old man, went into Pedro Martinez's face, and Pedro Martinez threw him down.
That's terrible. That was absolutely awful.
Rough moment for Pedro in an otherwise great career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Diane loves her two cats, but lives in a small Hollywood apartment, and they're climbing on everything. So Diane takes her cats to the vet to be declawed. When the vet says he won't do it, she takes the cats to another vet, and he says no. What's going on here? The final verdict after this.
This Thursday and Friday at Old Navy, get 50% off everything in the store. 50% off coats, 50% off jeans, 50% off everything at Old Navy. Doors open Thursday at 7 p.m.
Several states have ruled that individual cities have a legal right to ban the declawing of house cats. Diane lives in Hollywood, which has an ordinance prohibiting veterinarians from declawing cats on the grounds that it causes pain, anguish, and permanent disability. And that's the final verdict.